Red Rock High School Scorpion football here on ESPN 780 KAZM. Thank you for joining us tonight. Scorpions lead it big here as we start the second half, 48 to nothing. They got things going early with three touchdowns in the first 5 minutes of the game. Added four more after that. They lead it 48 to nothing over the Gray Hills Academy Knights out of Tuba City here on homecoming night. Seniors with their traditional lip sync choreography performance during halftime did a good job. Sedona looking to improve to 4-2 on the season. They've, assuming this score holds out, they'll have won all three of their home games here at John Ordine Memorial Stadium. We're going to take a quick break and be back right after this for the second half action of Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpions versus the Gray Hills Academy Knights. We'll be back right after this.
Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion football is brought to you by First Choice Jeep Ventures. Whether it's Red Rock Western Jeep Tours, A Day in the West Jeep Tours, or Earth Wisdom Jeep Tours, more choices means more fun, more adventure, more value for you. Log on to RedRockJeep.com, EarthWisdomJeepTours.com, or ADayInTheWest.com. You never know who will show up on Sports Talk. The one and only world heavyweight champion, George Foreman, on the phone lines with us. George going to bare his soul for us, right?
Whatever you want to talk about. If I can remember, I'll talk about it. You know, that's why I named all my boys George. I don't want to worry about that remembering names.
See, now that's why my dad named both me and my brother Dammit.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
That's Sports Talk weekday afternoons on 780 KAZN.
We're back now for second half action of Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion football here on ESPN 780 KAZM. Whether you're joining us live on our internet stream Friday night or during the Saturday afternoon replay, thank you for listening. I'm Josh Freeman here with you on the call. Gray Hills will kick it off to start the second half as the Scorpions lead it 48 to nothing. A couple of touchdowns for Justice Keene, a couple of touchdowns for Tim Hall running the ball tonight. Corbin Polito had a one-yard reception for a touchdown. Xavier Turnbull had a 25-yard interception return for a touchdown. And then just as the first half ended, quarterback Chaz Racino punched it in from the 2-yard line. Gets us to our 48-0 score. Gray Hills kicking it off from right to left as we see it from the booth. Two Scorpions back to receive are Derek Johnson and Justice Keene. Here comes the kick, the first kickoff of the night for Gray Hills. The ball hits at about the 34. Keene picks it up at about the 29. He breaks a big hole. He picks up about 20 yards before being brought down right at the 45-yard line. Justice Keene with a nifty return there as he found a hole in the middle of traffic. Chaz Racino still in at quarterback again. Dawson Barber started the game under center for the Scorpions, came out after they were up 28 to nothing. So first and 10 from the 45 for Sedona. They're consulting on the play. Again, we've seen quite a few subs on both sides of the ball in tonight for the Scorpions. Racino under center now. Takes a snap, looks to his left, throws. It's complete there to Sam Serrano. Cuts it back to the middle field for a pickup of about 3 yards. Where it's going to be second and 8. They'll have given him 2 yards on the first play of the second half. Bryson Yazzie in on the tackle for the Knights. As the Scorpions look to the sideline, get their play, and head to the line of scrimmage. Racino's going to be under center. He's got a back behind him. Receivers on either side. They're going to send Derek Johnson in motion, but hand it off to Justice Keene. Breaks through the line, picks up 10, 15, 17 yards, all the way down to the 38 of the Gray Hills for a Scorpion first down. Nifty run there by Justice Keene. They've opened several holes for him right in the middle of the line of scrimmage tonight, and he has taken advantage. First and 10 from the 38 for the Scorpions. After a nifty run by Keene, Racino's back under center again. He's got receivers on either side and Keene behind him once again. They'll send Johnson in motion from left to right, but hand it off to Keene. Breaks another tackle at the line of scrimmage and picks up about 7 yards. Let's see where they mark the ball. But another pretty good hole for Justice Keene there. Broke one tackle, then brought down by Bryson Yazzie, and it looks like maybe Tyson Beaver on the tackle for the Knights. Got all the way down to the 30-yard line, where it's going to be second and 2 now for Sedona. They are in the same formation once again, with Racino under center, Keene behind him. Wides on either side. This time they'll send Turnbull in motion from right to left, but hand it off to Keene. The ball's on the ground. Let's see who's got it. We do have a couple of fumbles tonight, and the officials quickly marking that Gray Hills has recovered. So a few big plays on defense for Gray Hills. Bryson Yazzie, their quarterback, with the recovery, but he didn't look good standing up. Maybe kind of shaken, as the Knights will take over on offense at their own 24-yard line. Again, I believe that is the third fumble recovery for the Knights. We've got a running clock here in this half. It doesn't stop for incompletions, so we're already down to 9.5 minutes left here in the third quarter. First and 10 for the Knights from their own 25-yard line. Yazzie's going to take the handoff. He's going to pitch it behind him. The ball hits the ground. Sedona might have gotten this back. Let's see who ended up with the ball. The ball was pitched over the head of the running back. That was Christopher Williams, but it looks like the Knights will recover. Big loss on the play, though, of about 8. Looks like it might be 2nd and 18 for Gray Hills Academy. Yazzie under center this time. He'll hand it off. No, he'll keep it himself. Cuts through the left side. He's got a little bit of a hole. Picks up 3 or 4 yards, and we've got a flag after the play. Let's see which side this goes towards. Kevin Zarate on the tackle for the Scorpions. Let's see what this flag is. And it's going to be a face mask on Sedona. I believe this is going to, let's see if it's the 5 or the 15-yard version of this penalty. Looked like the 15-yarder. Let's see where the officials have now started to mark off the ball. They say it is the personal foul variety. So 15 yards and a first down for the Knights. The officials will mark the ball at their 35-yard line. Well, they'll take over on first and 10. 8.5 minutes now left here in the third quarter. Things moving quickly with lots of runs, as the Scorpions scored early and often in the first half on their way to a 48-0 lead. Yazzie's going to take this pitch, the snap, pitch it to Williams in the backfield. He runs for about 5 or 6 yards. Christopher Williams on the carry. Looks like they're going to give him 6, so it's going to be 2nd down and 4 now for the Knights, as they'll huddle up and discuss their next play. Sedona defense has played well all night. Again, we had that interception by Xavier Turnbull returned for a touchdown. There was a couple of turnovers, I believe 3 other turnovers actually, for the Knights in the first half. Sedona capitalized each time. This time it's a pitch to Williams. He's going to run across the right side. He's got the first down and runs out of bounds after about 5 yards. For a first down for Gray Hills Academy. They're going to give him 5 yards on the carry, so it'll be 1st and 10 at the 46-yard line. Knights moving the ball as well as they've had all night. They were aided by that face mask penalty, but trying to get the ball to the Sedona side of the field. The Sedona defense has played well all night long. We remind you that Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion football is brought to you by First Choice Jeep Ventures. Whether it's Red Rock Jeep Tours, A Day in the West Jeep Tours, or Earth Wisdom Jeep Tours, more choices means more fun, more adventure, and more value for you. Yazzie now under center on 1st and 10 for the Knights. He's got a back behind him. They will fake the pitch. He's under pressure. Throws it, and it's almost caught, but broken up by, Javier Pacheco, I believe that is. Yazzie took a hit as he threw the ball from Wyatt Dutton, who had some serious pressure. It's going to be 2nd and 10 now for the Knights. The clock continues to run under 6.5 minutes in the third quarter. Once again, Sedona leading it 48-0. Here on homecoming night, Yazzie's now in the shotgun. He's got a back behind him, receivers on either side. He'll take the shotgun snap, run it to his right. He'll pitch it. It might be Williams who picks up 2 or 3 yards on 2nd and 10. Looks like it's going to be 3rd and 7 for the Knights. Looked like maybe Dawson Barber in there on the tackle. Again, Sedona is perfect at home so far this year, with wins over Camp Verde and Valley before this. Yazzie lines up in the gun on 3rd and 7. He'll take the shotgun snap, look to throw to his right. It's incomplete. Just past the outstretched hand of Christopher Williams. So it's going to be 4th and 7. We'll see if they decide to punt or go for it here. Again, really the only thing that stopped the Sedona offense tonight is themselves, as they do have a few turnovers, but overall, an outstanding performance in the first half for the Scorpions. 4th and 7, they do have a punter on the field. Kevin Zarate is back to receive for the Scorpions. He stands at about his own 20-yard line. Here comes the kick. It's a pretty good one to the far sideline. Zarate muffs the ball. It goes out of bounds at about the 19-yard line. I believe that may be the worst field position the Scorpions have seen so far tonight. They'll take over after this break. 4.5 minutes left in the first quarter. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football on ESPN 780 KAZM.
Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football is brought to you by First Choice Jeep Ventures. Whether it's Red Rock Western Jeep Tours, A Day in the West Jeep Tours, or Earth Wisdom Jeep Tours, more choices means more fun, more adventure, more value for you. Log on to RedRockJeep.com, EarthWisdomJeepTours.com, or ADayInTheWest.com.
You never know who you're going to connect with on Sports Talk on 780 KAZM.
On the phone lines with us, in my opinion, the greatest quarterback of all time, Joe Montana. I got to ask you, we had Roger Craig on the program a couple months back, and he talked to in depth with us about the great Super Bowl drive. And you know, I think, and you know where I'm going with this. And he said that you broke the tension by mentioning something in the huddle. And I was wondering if you could elaborate for our listeners what that was.
There's one guy on our team who likes to know who is at the game, a guy named Harris Barton. He was our right tackle. And
right.
He always comes back in the locker room after the games. And, you know, we play in L.A. and you never knew who you were going to run into the sideline. And did you see so-and-so? Or he's here or she's here. And so I was in the huddle. Framed between two of the guys standing in the huddle, between their shoulders on the sideline was John Candy. I thought Harris would appreciate that, but he looked at me like I was an idiot. Well, what are you talking about? And I just said it, you know, because that's what I would normally do. I try to always be myself.
That's Sports Talk on 780 KAZM, your sports authority.
Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football is brought to you by First Choice Jeep Ventures. Whether it's Red Rock Western Jeep Tours, A Day in the West Jeep Tours, or Earth Wisdom Jeep Tours, more choices means more fun, more adventure, more value for you. Log on to RedRockJeep.com, EarthWisdomJeepTours.com, or ADayInTheWest.com.
Welcome back into Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion football. It's homecoming night, and the Scorpions lead it big in the third quarter. There's about 30 seconds left. The Scorpions were moving the ball well with a few runs by Racino and Justice Keene on this drive before Keene went down with an injury and limped off the field. Scorpions third and seven at the Gray Hills 44-yard line, and they're not going to get another playoff before the end of the third quarter. So we'll head to the final 12 minutes. Scorpions lead at 48-0. Thank you for listening to Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football here on ESPN 780 KAZM.
Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football is brought to you by First Choice Jeep Ventures. Whether it's Red Rock Western Jeep Tours, A Day in the West Jeep Tours, or Earth Wisdom Jeep Tours, more choices means more fun, more adventure, more value for you. Log on to RedRockJeep.com, EarthWisdomJeepTours.com, or ADayInTheWest.com. Welcome back into the Pit Tour. Mike T-Mac here with you, and joining us via the phone lines, Larry the Cable Guy. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good.
You were out at the NASCAR race on Sunday. Now, were you, or because I've got unconfirmed reports that you started the whole fight that took place.
Oh, yeah, I did. I told Gordon, I said, you need to quit being a sissy and get in the mix every now and then.
That's the Pit Tour, your live and local link to the world of NASCAR. Friday and Saturday mornings right here on 780 KAZM.
Welcome back into Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion football as it's third and seven for the Scorpions. Racino throws it to the left to Derek Johnson, makes a couple man miss, loses the ball. It's still loose. I think Gray Hills came up with this one, the fourth fumble of the night, as Derek Johnson gained about 20 yards on that play, lost the ball as he was being brought to the ground, and the Knights will indeed take back over on offense as the first play of the fourth quarter doesn't go well for the Scorpions. They turn it over. The Knights will take over on their own 26-yard line here in the fourth quarter. Again, with the big first-half lead, 48-0 for the Scorpions. We've got a running clock here in the second half, so things are going quickly as Gray Hills comes to the line of scrimmage. Bryson Yazzie is going to be in the shotgun with a running back beside him. He pitches it. That's to Williams. He gets the left sideline. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40 yards. Finally brought out of bounds. Well into Sedona territory at about the 32. Let's see. They might say he stepped out earlier. They are going to place it at the 38-yard line. But a big 33-yard run there by Christopher Williams, definitely the best play of the night for the Knights. It's going to be first and 10. They're in Sedona territory at the 37-yard line. Yazzie now in the shotgun. He's got Williams behind him. He's going to run it to his right. He's going to keep it himself, cut through the line. He loses the ball. It looks like Xavier Turnbull might have picked that one up. Christopher Williams jumped on it, but I think they're going to give this one to Turnbull, as he was in the right place at the right time. Let's see what the officials signal. Sedona is going to take this ball back on the fumble recovery. Xavier Turnbull there has the a short drive there for the Knights. They get the ball and give it right back just a minute later. 10 minutes left here in the game. First and 10 for the Scorpions at their own 34-and-a-half-yard line, we'll say. They look to the sideline for the play. And let's see who we've got in at quarterback. Looks like that might be number 10, Wyatt Dutton, in for the Scorpions. It is. He's got Turnbull as a running back behind him, receivers on either side. Bit of a false start slash offsides. Let's see what they call. And it is offsides by the defense. So an easy 5 yards for the Scorpions. Not a lot of penalties tonight either way for either of these teams. I believe that might be only the third or maybe fourth for Gray Hills. As Dutton's going to go under center on first and 5 now. They'll send Derek Johnson in motion to the right. They'll pitch it to Johnson. He runs to the right, meets a little resistance, and he's brought down. Maybe lost a yard. He might have gotten back to the line of scrimmage. But the defense was in the right place there for Johnson. No gain. Second and 5 now for the Scorpions. Under 9 minutes left now here in the game tonight. Scorpions still with the comfortable 48-0 lead. One missed extra point is all. Dutton under center. Hands it off at the line to Turnbull, I believe. He's met right at the line and brought down after no gain. Might have lost a yard as he was gang tackled by 4 or 5 knights there. Let's see if they say he got back to the line of scrimmage, and he did. So 3rd and 5. After 2 runs for Sedona, don't go for any gain. The Gray Hills defense showing well on this drive. Scorpions look to the sideline for the play. Again, it is homecoming night here for the Scorpions. As Dutton's under center, he's under heavy pressure, runs out to his right, throws downfield, and it's caught by Javier Pacheco. 30-yard gain from Dutton to Pacheco. He got all the way down to the 30-yard line of Gray Hills. That was on 3rd and 5. It's now 1st and 10 for the Scorpions to the 30-yard line of Gray Hills. 7.5 minutes left in the game. We'll see if the Scorpions score again before this one ends. A good throw there by Dutton on the run. He was under heavy pressure, ran out to the far sideline, and a bullet of a pass, really, to Pacheco, who made a great grab for the first down. Dutton now under center with a back behind him. Receivers on either side. They'll send Johnson into motion. It's fumbled. Dutton's just going to pick it up and try to run it into the line. He's brought down for a loss of 1, maybe 2 by the Knights. Number 55, Tyson Beaver, was in on that tackle, as were a couple of other Gray Hills Knights. It's going to be 2nd, and it looks like they gave him a loss of 2 or 3, 2nd and 12, or a long 12, short 13, we'll say, as the Scorpions look to the sideline for the play. Dutton, excuse me, now checking his play on his wristband. He's under center. Turnbull's in motion. They're going to hand it off to Turnbull. He meets some resistance at the line, tries to get things done on the outside, but doesn't make it. Might have picked up a yard, but either way, it's going to be 3rd and long. 3rd and 12, we'll call it, at the 32-yard line. Again, Dutton, the third quarterback in tonight. Scorpions scored 4 with Dawson Barber under center. 3 more when Chaz Rossino came in. We'll see if Dutton's offense can get something done on this drive. It's 3rd and 12, or maybe a long 11. Dutton's going to be in the shotgun. He's got Tim Hall beside him to either provide some protection or run the ball. He's going to throw immediately to the right side. Pass is complete to the 30-yard line. Brought down there is number 24, Tyler Vandeleur. Excuse me, Tony Vandeleur. Picks up just a yard, so it's going to be 4th and 10 for Sedona. Dutton runs to the sideline to get the play. Looks like the offense will stay in. They are at the 30-yard line of Gray Hills. Wouldn't be much gained by punting here. Let's see what the call is. on 4th and 10 for Sedona. Knights trying to hold and turn the ball over on downs as Dutton's under center. He's got Hall behind him. They'll send Johnson in motion left to right. Dutton's brought down, looking to throw, but he is sacked for a loss of 6 yards. On 4th down, the ball will turn over to Gray Hills. Looks like Damian Hoskey there on the sack. Knights will take over. We'll take a quick break and be with you right after this. You're listening to Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football on 780 KAZM.
Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football is brought to you by First Choice Jeep Ventures. Whether it's Red Rock Western Jeep Tours, A Day in the West Jeep Tours, or Earth Wisdom Jeep Tours, more choices means more fun, more adventure, more value for you. Log on to RedRockJeep.com, EarthWisdomJeepTours.com, or ADayInTheWest.com.
Welcome back into Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football here on ESPN 780 KAZN. The Knights take over on 1st and 10. They'll hand it off on the left side, number 85. He's caught behind the line of scrimmage for a loss of 2. It's going to be 2nd and 12. Don't have 85 on our roster. But Chaz Racino is in there for the tackle. Loss of 2 on the play. It's going to be 2nd and 12 for the Knights. Under 4 minutes now left in the game. No team has scored in this second half, but Sedona with 7 touchdowns in the first half to take the quick and comfortable 48-0 lead. Bryson Yazzie now in the shotgun for Gray Hills. He's got a back to his left. He waits the snap. Here it comes. He's going to look to throw across the middle. Tipped around, and it's picked off by Tyson Vandalar. He's going to run it to the left sideline, to the 30, the 20, the 15-yard line is where he's finally brought down, but there was a flag on the play. We'll see what happens. Tony Vandalar on the interception. He had a big return. Vandazor is his last name. We've got a misprint here on our roster. But we did have a flag. Officials are consulting with Gray Hills, so I believe the interception stands, but they'll bring this one back. Let's see where they mark the ball. It was a return of about 20 yards there by Vandazor after the pick. They're going to bring this one back to the Gray Hills 42-yard line, where it will be 1st and 10. I didn't see what the penalty was. Holding on the return is what John O'Brien, our booth announcer tonight, says. I've got no reason not to trust him. So, 1st and 10 for Sedona after the pick at the 42-yard line. Just under 3 minutes left in the game. Dutton under center, but we're going to have a timeout here by the Knights. We'll take it to under 3 minutes left to go. Scorpions lead it comfortably 48-0. On homecoming night, you're listening to Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football on ESPN 780 KAZM.
Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football is brought to you by First Choice Jeep Ventures. Whether it's Red Rock Western Jeep Tours, A Day in the West Jeep Tours, or Earth Wisdom Jeep Tours, more choices means more fun, more adventure, more value for you. Log on to RedRockJeep.com, EarthWisdomJeepTours.com, or ADayInTheWest.com. Welcome back in to the Pit Tour. Mike T-Mac here with you, and joining us via the phone lines, Larry the Cable Guy. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good.
You were out at the NASCAR race on Sunday. Now, were you, or because I've got unconfirmed reports that you started the whole fight that took place.
Oh, yeah, I did. I told Gordon, I said, you need to quit being a sissy and get in the mix every now and then.
That's the Pit Tour, your live and local link to the world of NASCAR. Friday and Saturday mornings right here on 780 KAZM.
Welcome back into Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football. Dutton under pressure on 1st and 10. Almost throws an interception, but it is dropped by the defender. It's going to be 2nd and 10 from the 42-yard line. A couple of Injuries of note for Sedona. Bailey Ehrlich went off with what looked like an ankle injury. He's got it iced on the sideline. That was late in the first half. Justice Keene came off injured a few minutes ago, and I don't see him on the sideline. Not sure if he's back in the game. Dutton's going to take the snap on 2nd and 10. Run to his right. He's going to pitch it, but it's out of the reach of Derek Johnson. Ball's on the ground. Xavier Turnbull's there, though, to prevent the turnover, I believe. But it is going to be a big loss on the play, all the way back to the 45-yard line of Sedona. So a loss of about 8. It's going to make it 3rd and 18 for the Scorpions. Just over a minute and a half remaining. Looks like Dawson Barber may be back in at quarterback. But judging by the clock, Sedona's probably only going to get a couple more plays off in this game, and they don't really need them, as they lead comfortably and have for most of the game. Barber's going to pitch it to Turnbull on the left sideline. He'll pick up about 5, 6, 7 yards. Finally brought down at about the 45. So a 9-yard gain makes it 4th and 8 for Sedona. 1 minute to go in the game. After Turnbull's brought down on the sideline. Ball marked at the 44-yard line of Gray Hills, but just going to be one more play left in this one. Nobody's in any hurry, as it's a comfortable win tonight on homecoming for the Scorpions. Great showing by the offense and defense in the first half. Scorpions now come to the line. Barber's in there with Tim Hall behind him. Receivers on either side. Derek Johnson going into motion on the right. They'll fake the pitch. Darber runs out to his left, and he's going to pass. It's going to be incomplete to Serrano. So that was 4th down. Scorpions don't convert, but it doesn't matter here as the clock's about to run out. Just 15 seconds left once they set the ball and Gray Hills takes over on offense. Again, thanks for joining us here on ESPN 780 KAZM, whether it's on the live internet stream Friday night or the Saturday afternoon replay at noon. We're glad to have you with us. Josh Freeman here with you on the call. As the clock runs, I don't even think they're going to have a chance to get a snap off. Down to 5 seconds. They've got the ball. Yazzie's under center. 2-1. And this is going to be the last play of the game. He throws it to Williams. He's going to go down. A big loss on the play. Scorpions win it. 48-0 on homecoming tonight. We're going to take a quick break. Be back right after this to wrap it up. You're listening to 780 KAZM. Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football.
Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football is brought to you by First Choice Jeep Ventures. Whether it's Red Rock Western Jeep Tours, A Day in the West Jeep Tours, or Earth Wisdom Jeep Tours, more choices means more fun, more adventure, more value for you. Log on to RedRockJeep.com, EarthWisdomJeepTours.com, or ADayInTheWest.com.
Welcome back into John Ordean Memorial Stadium, where your Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion football team wins it 48-0 over the Gray Hills Academy Knights. They improved to 4-2 on the season, a perfect 3-0 at home. They'll play again at home next week, October 9th, against the Pinon Eagles, and see if they can improve that record to 5-2. Big plays early and often in this game for Sedona. Justice Keene had a 25-yard touchdown run in the first quarter. Tim Hall punched it in from 3 yards. Corbin Polito had a 1-yard pass reception, and Tim Hall finished the first quarter with another touchdown run. In the second quarter, Justice Keene ran it in from 10 yards. Xavier Turnbull had a 25-yard interception return for a touchdown, and Chaz Racino wrapped up the first half and the scoring with a touchdown from 2 yards out. Scorpions win it 48-0. Please join us again next week, as we'll have the game live on our internet stream, chasmradio.com, or the TuneIn Radio app. as the Scorpions take on the Pinon Eagles. Thank you for joining us once again. We remind you that Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football is brought to you by First Choice Jeep Ventures. Whether it's Red Rock Western Jeep Tours, A Day in the West Jeep Tours, or Earth Wisdom Jeep Tours, more choices means more fun, more adventure, and more value for you. Log on to RedRockJeep.com, EarthWisdomJeepTours.com, or ADayInTheWest.com. Once again, for ESPN 780 KAZM, I'm Josh Freeman. Thanks for joining us. Scorpions win big on homecoming night, 48-0. Thanks for joining us, folks.